So we had to have a human come over. I'm not good at plumbing.
Unlike the rest of the show.
Yeah. I thought about calling Mino to come over and replace some stuff in my bathroom plumbing-wise, but I decided to opt for someone else. And you're like, okay, we'll be over there at 9.
Give the boy a job.
Right?
Let him fix your plumbing.
Let the poor guy work.
Let the boy fix your plumbing.
Figure it out.
He's got YouTube and a wrench. What more do you need?
Right.
Will you let the boy fix your toilet?
So we had a couple of issues, and the guy said,
thanks, Dan.
I'll be there at 9:15 or whatever. I'm like, okay. So, this is like 8 o'clock, so I'm doing my morning routine and walking the dogs, come back, feed them, walk into the bedroom, like 8:45, and I'm like, looking at the room where he's going to work. Okay. He's going to work in the bathroom, but he's got to walk through the bedroom.
Hey, now.
And I'm looking at my bed and I think,
you left the stuff out.
They have a tool belt.
Hang on. Don't jump ahead.
Okay.
And I asked myself this question. Should I make the bed for the plumber? If a plumber walks into a house and walks through a bedroom, which they do every day of their lives, and they see an unmade bed, are they like, do they care? And in my head, I'm like, I need to make the bed for the plumber. And so I did. Now, I make it every day anyway.
Depends on the plumber, I'm sure.
The woman that lives in my house for free, that's just part of the deal. She gets up before me. I figure I'll make the bed. She likes it. I don't care.
And where does she work?
She doesn't.
Right.
She tends to children.
And you're making the bed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, I sleep in it longer.
So?
God, what a masochist you are. So anyway.
This is a big issue.
And don't give me that looking after the children crap. Breastfeeding ended decades ago.
Hey now.
The kids can watch themselves.
I wish that was the case. I really do. But yeah, like, why do I feel the need to tidy up when the plumber's coming?
This is an amazing question that I've wanted to bring on the air. Because in the last year, we finally gave in, or maybe she finally gave in,
mm-hmm.
and occasionally we'll have cleaning lady roll through. Now, it's not often, but enough, she's compared enough notes with enough other ladies in a certain time of life that, hey, if you want those floorboards, right? Or if you'd really like this, whether, periodical. I don't know. Is it once a month? Is it once every other week? I have no idea.
Should be once a week. Well, I think that Sally deserves a maid once a week. But go ahead.
And you know what? I'm positive we're going to head in that direction. Okay. Because, as the kids all leave the house, it gets messier somehow.
Right.
I can't tell you how stressful it is the night before the cleaning lady shows up, because we have to now clean it like our parents are visiting.
Yeah.
I don't understand the clean for the clean, is what I'm saying.
It makes no sense.
At least making the bed for the plumber is to give him the idea that your life is together. But if you're hiring someone to clean your house, by definition, you don't have your act together. So why are we cleaning to impress the cleaning?
I don't know. We do it all the time, though. It's like, have you picked up? Carmen's coming over today. I'm like, all right.
I finally quit doing that. The most recent one.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Well, I think that if you do have some sort of cleaning human coming over, I do think at the very least you can pick your clothes up and put them in some form of hamper.
Well, that's a given.
Yes,
I'm talking about loading the dishwasher. And
right.
No.
Yeah.
Making the bed. No. You're changing the sheets anyway. No.
Right. Right. You don't make the bed when... No. I agree with all that. And it is ridiculous. Like, oh, did you clean the kids' room? Well...
No.
No, I didn't.
I thought that's what this check is for.
Yeah, the check's the same amount.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. You don't get a discount because you picked up your socks.
So this is rampant. This isn't just
a thing.
It's,
cleaning for the cleaning lady. That
cleaning
should be
for the cleaning lady.
It should be in the dictionary.
Yeah.
It's a very odd tradition that I don't want to be a part of.
Until the baby came, there wasn't a cleaning lady, but it's a must now.
Yeah.
And no, it just, what's the point? That's why we hired her.
Right.
And she makes good money.
Sure.
Now, does your missus agree with this?
Yeah.
She does.
She was, but she was like me. But now, we're overwhelmed. It's already enough. I cannot pick up for her. Not for the cleaning lady. Yes, I will put my clothes away. I'll put the shoes where they belong.
Put the bong up in the corner.
The bong stays out. Cleaning lady loves that part.
Hands off the bong.
Yeah.
You've got those big pipe cleaners just sitting out there for her to stick down the six-footer.
That's right.
Yeah.
The apple.
Don't empty the water.
Stop it.
It's right where I want it.
I'm already mad at you for 90210 and chasing the dragon, which I've got info on.
Are you telling
on.
Me you leave your apple out when the cleaning lady
No
shows
one
up?
Smokes out of an apple. No one.
I mean.
Well, I mean, you have. But
you're
you don't,
in a real jam.
Yes. It's not something that you just do. You know, go get an apple, carve it out, and smoke out of
I'm
it.
More likely to have, I'm more likely to have an actual pot pipe than a piece of fruit on me. Where did the apple thing come from?
You know,
I've got this, guys. I happen to have an apple.
We're surrounded by fruit, though.
Right.
We don't have what we need here.
Gosh, I'd really like to get stoned while we're lounging in this orchard, but how do we do it? I've got an idea, Kyle.
Orchard.
Here we are in the orchard again.
I ended up making the bed. And you know what? I walked the plumber through there, and I was thinking, right now he thinks I'm pretty kick-ass, like real squared away.
Dang, this guy has it all together.
Yeah.
How could he possibly have a plumbing problem?
Right. So I hope he enjoyed it.
Did you flush the toilet?
I did not. Left him a nice steamy steamer. Jeez. Now fix that.
Yeah. And get in there with your hand.
All right, let's party.